linear and angular motion resulting from a single force. A single force can result in a variety of effects depending on where the force is applied to the object. Once the force analysis of a system has revealed what the magnitude, direction and point of application of the resultant force are, the movement resulting from the force system can be determined. If the line of action of a resultant force travels through the center of gravity, COG, of an object or body and is parallel to the direction of movement, the force will result in linear acceleration, Fig. 9.17. Obviously, if the force is applied in the direction opposite to the direction of movement, a deceleration will occur. If the line of action of a resultant force does not travel through the COG of an object or body and is parallel to the direction of movement, the force will result in linear and angular acceleration, Fig. 9.18. If the line of action of a resultant force does not travel through the COG of an object or body and is not parallel to the direction of movement, the force will result in linear and angular acceleration and a change of direction, Fig. 9.1.